Proverbs chapter 1, tonight we're going to be looking at verse number 5 to begin with, and then branching out from there. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. All right, let's all open up our Bibles. You need your Bibles. I want you to follow along. I want you to mark your Bibles. Again, we're going through verses that deal with communication. Tonight, our communication subject is counsel. All right, we need counsel. Counsel is the information we get from other people that can help us to make right choices. And Proverbs chapter 1, I would recommend, again, that you write the word counsel in the first page of Proverbs, and then go through and write down the Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5 next to the word, and then next to that one, you write down the next verse, and the next verse, and the next verse as you work your way through, and it'll lead you as a trail through the book of Proverbs, and it'll be a help to you if you do that. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel." All right, so he says, "A man of understanding will attain unto wise counsels." God wants us to get counsel. Now, I found out something as I was studying about the word counsel in the book of Proverbs. There are 5 Hebrew words translated counsel. 3 of them are kind of alike. 2 of them are a little bit different. But the 3 of them, and if you download my notes, I've color-coded all the way through so you know exactly which word is used. So that can be of help to you. If you'll download the notes off the website, you'll see that. I've color-coded the words through it so you can find out which word it is in each time. But 3 of them deal with counsel, advice, purpose, or guidance from elders. And it has the idea of that which is upright or firm like a tree. In other words, this counsel is solid. This counsel is strong. This counsel will stand firm. This counsel is going to help me. It's not going to change. It's not going to wiggle and wobble around. It is solid counsel. All right? So 3 of the words deal with that upright, firm, solid counsel like a tree. Another of the words deals with, it literally means to be bound by wrapping a rope around something. All right? So it's bound up by wrapping a rope. Now, how does that deal with counsel? It deals with it's the kind of counsel that surrounds us with guidance and direction and good advice or counsel. So it surrounds us like a rope. It ties us up and keeps us from going the wrong way. So that's the other word that deals with counsel. So it surrounds us. So the first one deals with the firmness, like a tree that is solid. You can depend on it. It's not going to waver. The second one has to do with binding us up, wrapping us around, keeping us strong, keeping us from going astray. So it's good counsel. The last one is just a general word for counsel. It refers more to an assembly of people who are counselors. They're going to give you advice. They're going to give you help and counsel. And again, as I said, if you download it off the web, you'll find these things color-coded so you can find your way through and know exactly which one is dealing with each one of these subjects. Now, from these definitions, what do we find that counsel is really referring to? So he's saying here that counsel is that good counsel is stable, upright advice like a firm tree which surrounds us like a bands of a rope and keeps us from going astray. Right? So, we need counsel. We need counsel that will be strong, that will be firm, that will bind us up, keep us from going astray, help us to go in the right direction, and just lead us in life. That's what we're dealing with here tonight, counsel. Now, let's discover what God has to say about counsel here in the book of Proverbs. First of all, we're going to look at the negative, and there's one verse that deals with counsels from wicked people. The source is bad counsel. The source of bad counsel is from the wicked people. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 5. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 5. Take a look at that. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 5. Proverbs 12, 5. "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit." The counsels of the wicked. So he's talking here about a wicked person. Now, we should never receive counsel from a wicked person. A wicked person is going to lead us astray. Wicked people are evil. Proverbs 4:14 says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men." Now, that verse doesn't deal with the counsel, but it tells us about the evil people. He says, stay away from evil people. Now, are there evil people in our world today? Absolutely, lots of them. And sometimes even people that seem to be good are evil in their heart. They may not be purposing trying to lead you astray, but if they're not walking with God and they're not walking close to God, they will still lead you astray. You know, you can have a friend that's a Christian that maybe even goes to church, but they are not walking close to God. And if you take counsel from them, they're going to lead you in a path that is secular, not in a path that is spiritual, because they're not walking with God. So we need to make sure that we get our source of counsel from a good source. Now, the source of good counsel then comes from several different sources, or several different, I guess you could call it several different sources. The Bible talks here, first of all, the good counsel comes from God. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 14. Proverbs 8, look at verse number 14. Proverbs 8, verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Here, the word wisdom is personified. Remember what that word personified means? It means to act like a person. Wisdom is not a person, but it is talking like a person. It is personified. And wisdom here says, counsel is mine. And wisdom, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. So wisdom is saying, listen, I'll give you the right direction. I will show you the right path to follow. Very important for us to see that. Another verse, Proverbs 19, verse 21 is the next verse. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Proverbs 19 and verse number 21. There are many devices in a man's heart, and nevertheless the counsel of the Lord shall stand. The counsel of the Lord that shall stand. So the Lord is our counselor. God is the author of wisdom, so he is the personification of wisdom. He is wisdom. But also, the counsel of the Lord will stand. God will never lead us astray. And his counsels are found where? In the Bible. All right, we get his counsel from the Bible. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse number 30. Just a page or two over in your Bible. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse number 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. There it's saying you will never find anyone that can give you counsel against the Lord that will stand up and defeat what the Lord's counsel is. What he's saying here, the counsel of the Lord is the best. You can't find any better. You'll never find another counselor that will give you better counsel than God will give you. Important for us to see that. God's counsel is always the best. Now, remember what the Apostle James said about God's wisdom. We talked about that this morning. James chapter 1, verse number 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So God says his wisdom is available to us. Now, wisdom is what we need. Wisdom is the God-given ability to make right choices. We need counsel from God. And God is offering us his good counsel. We find also that not only do we get good counsel from God, but we get good counsel from wise people. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 14. Back a few pages again, Proverbs 11 and verse number 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. All right, so God says here that when we are securely surrounded or bound up with counsel, we will be strong. But if we are not bound up with counsel, we will fall. He uses the word here that talks about binding us with counsel. So if you're not wrapped up with wise counsel, you're going to fall. God says that's not good. So we need to be wrapped up with good counsel that will keep us safe. He says there's safety in good counsel. And the counsel of older people is what he's talking about here. And so we need that. Then Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 5. Proverbs 20 and verse number 5 is the next one. Proverbs 20, verse 5, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding shall draw it out. What is that talking about? Counsel like deep water. Right, he's not talking about the ocean. He's talking about a well. He's talking about a hole in the ground that has water in the bottom. And he says that it takes work to get the water out of that deep hole. You can't just scoop down in it and reach it because it's way down in there. Sometimes there were several, maybe 100 meters down. Some of them were really, really, really deep. You'd have to let a long rope down into that water and get your bucket full and pull it up and pull and pull and pull and pull and pull all the way up until you got it to the top. And then you'd have fresh, cold water. It took a lot of work. So he says that counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. It's like the water deep down in a well. And it's going to take work to get it out. But when you learn from these older people that will give you wisdom, you'll be glad you did. It'll help you greatly. So the idea there is that you need to work diligently at getting the counsel from older people. One of the wisest things we can do is seek counsel from those who are older than us and get the wisdom that they have. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 6 is the next verse. Proverbs 24 and verse number 6. Proverbs 24, 6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. So here God says that by wise counsel a nation will make war. I mean, if they're not wise, if they're not careful in making their choices, if they don't get counsel and they just jump in and start making war without counsel, what's going to happen? They're going to get defeated. They need some wise counsel. No, you shouldn't do this. Maybe you should go that way. Maybe you should wait a little while. Maybe you should fortify a little more. Maybe you should get some better arms. Maybe you should train your soldiers a little better. But you need wise counsel before you go to war. And God says counsel is very important. So we get the counsel here from wise people. Now, we ask ourselves a very important question. Who are your counselors? Who are your counselors? You know, God is our wisest counselor. We ought to get our counsel from God. And we saw that in James. God said you can get wisdom from Him. You can get counsel from God. God ought to be our wise counselor. Also, your pastor, as your pastor, I seek to be a wise counselor. I'm not the wisest person in the world, but I seek wisdom from God. And I try my best to give you wise counsel that comes from God. So your pastor ought to be one of your wise counselors. Another one is that if you're married and your spouse is a Christian and your spouse is doctrinally sound and walking close to the Lord, then they can be a wise counselor as well. You ought to seek counsel from your spouse. That's a very good thing to do. Children, your parents should be wise counselors for you. They are older than you for one thing. The very fact that they're at least 20 years older than you usually means that they've been around a little while and they've learned some things that can help you. So our parents can be wise counselors. They are more experienced and they've know how to be able to give us some direction and guidance. So we need to seek counsel from our parents. Also, a Christian friend, as long as the Christian friend is doctrinally sound and walking close to the Lord, they too can be a wise counselor. But not just everybody that calls themselves a Christian is going to be a wise counselor, because some professing Christians are acting very foolish with the way that they live. And so they would not make a good counselor. But one who's walking close to the Lord could give you good counsel. So we need to be very careful who we choose as our counselors, who we get our advice and counsel from. So good counsel comes from God. Good counsel comes from wise people who are walking with God. Then we find third thing I want us to note here is the harm of rejecting good counsel. What's it going to do if I don't listen to good counsel? Well, God gives us some verses on that as well. Proverbs chapter 1, back in the first chapter of the book. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 20 through 33. That's the long section here. I want to read some of this. And again, you'll see here, it is wisdom personified. Wisdom personified. Verse number 20. Wisdom crieth without. Now, wisdom is not a person, but here it's acting like a person, and wisdom is crying out, calling out. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, or you foolish ones, will you love simplicity, and you scorners delight in scorning, and you fools hate knowledge? Turn, you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you, and I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. He said, I don't want to listen to you. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, and distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall ye call upon me, and I will not answer thee. They shall seek me early, and shall not, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For turning away from the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. What is God telling us? He's saying, if we will listen to wisdom, wisdom's crying and saying, please, listen to me. I will guide you right. If we say, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I don't want to hear that. I want to do it my own way. God says we will be filled with their own devices. We're going to have to learn the hard way. We're going to suffer the hard way by not listening to God. Verse 25 especially is one that stands out. But ye have set at naught my counsel. You said, no, we don't want your counsel. With none of my reproof. Verse 30, but they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and should be filled with their own devices. The word devices there is counsel. It's the same word, just translated differently. They will be filled with their own counsel. They say, we're going to do it our way. I'll do it my way. I don't want to do it God's way. I'll do it my way. And they're going to have a real hard time with things. Then God tells us also that rejecting counsel will lead to a fall. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. All right, flip over there. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He said, if you don't have counsel, you're going to fall. But if you have lots of counselors that are giving you good advice, there is safety in that. All right, when you get ready to make a decision, we talked about making decisions this morning. When you're making decisions, if you seek counsel from more than one person, you seek it from God, you seek it from your pastor, you seek it from your spouse, you seek it from your parent, or from a God-fearing friend, and you get good counsel, it'll keep you safe. But if you make choices yourself, you're going to fall. God says we need counsel. Proverbs chapter 15, chapter over. Proverbs 15, a couple chapters over. 15, verse 22. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Verse 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, and in the multitude of counselors there, they are established. All right. So he says there that purposes will be disappointed. Your plans will be messed up if you don't get counsel in from good sources. But if you get good counsel, your plans will be established. They will go well. Things will go well with you if you get good counsel that'll help you. So here God's giving us some wisdom. He's telling us there are some harm in rejecting good counsel. We need to listen to good counsel. It's for our benefit. Then he lists several benefits of good counsel. All right, these are the things that will help us. These are the benefits of good counsel. Proverbs chapter 1, the verse we started with, is where we're going to go now. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. Proverbs 1, verse number 5. When we obey counsel, we get wisdom. Proverbs 1, 5. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain unto counsels, unto wise counsel. So he's going to get wisdom if he listens to counsel. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 15. Proverbs 12, verse 15. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised, that's the word counseled, the well-advised is wisdom. If we get counsel, we're going to have wisdom. We need that wisdom. One more in this section, Proverbs 19:20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. So these four verses God tells us will give us wisdom if we seek counsel. Young people, you listen to your parents, you'll get wisdom. You listen to God, you're going to get wisdom. You read the Bible and seek God's will for your life, God will give you wisdom. If you lead, you ignore God and do it your own way, you're going to fall. You're going to have all kinds of problems. So God says we'll get wisdom if we'll seek Him. Not only that, but God tells us, well, getting counsel will bring joy to our hearts. Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There's joy in counsel. Proverbs 27:9. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. God says that it'll make you happy. It'll give you joy if you seek good counsel. If you get God's wholesome counsel, it will give you joy. Then God tells us that obeying it will help us to avoid mistakes. Now that sounds like a winner, doesn't it? To avoid mistakes. I've made too many of them. I don't need to make any more. All right. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in a multitude of counselors there they are established. And we used this verse once before under a different category because it has two words, counsel, in it. Both of them are different words. He says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So God's saying here, you will avoid mistakes if you get good, solid, biblical counsel. It'll keep you from making mistakes. Young people, you need that. We all need that, especially young people. Because you're making loads of choices and decisions in life, you need God's counsel. Proverbs 20:18. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, that word good advice again is counsel, make war. So he says, every purpose is established by counsel. So God says our plans are established by counsel, we won't make mistakes. It'll help us to keep from making mistakes in life. It'll help us to avoid those problems in life. Proverbs 24:6. By wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in a multitude of counsels there is safety. So once again, he says, don't go off to war. And none of us are in the position of going to war, but you understand the principle there. Don't go off to war without getting counsel. The same thing might be said about, you know, don't go off to university without seeking counsel. Don't go off to get married without seeking counsel. Don't go off to buy a car without seeking counsel. Don't go off to buy a house without seeking counsel. The same principle applies. And he says, in the multitude of counselors there's safety. We will not make mistakes if we seek lots of counsel and get good, solid counsel to help us and guide us in life. All right, one last verse we look at here this evening, and that is dealing with obeying counsel provides an excellent direction for life. Proverbs 22:20. We end with this verse, Proverbs 22:20. Have not I written unto thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge? So God's saying he's given us excellent things in counsel. That we need the counsel of God. We need God's counsel. We need it on a regular basis. We need it for the big decisions like we talked about this morning. We also need it for daily living. We need counsel. And young people, you need counsel. You need direction. You need insight from your parents and from others that can help you. But you know, the greatest place, we've already mentioned, the greatest source of counsel is God Himself. And God gives us His counsel right here in this book. This book is God's counsel to us. He gives us His direction in the Bible. We need to study the book. We need to know the Bible. The Bible is our best source of counsel. If we resist good counsel, we're heading for trouble. But if we follow good counsel, God said He'd make us wise, He'd make us happy, we'll avoid mistakes, we'll have receive good direction in life. It will be beneficial if we'll listen to good counsel. And again, I said the Bible is our best counselor. Found a little poem about the Bible. It goes like this. Feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing. though all my heart should feel condemned for want of some sweet token, there is one greater than my heart whose word cannot be broken. I'll trust in God's unchanging word till soul and body sever, for though all things shall pass away, His word shall stand forever. The Bible's our best counselor. We need the book. The Bible will help us. And earlier we sang the song, Holy Bible, Book Divine. We're going to sing one verse. Well, it's a real short one. We'll probably sing one verse of that as we close this evening. But let's just ask the Lord to guide our hearts and to spend quality time in the book and in prayer, seeking counsel from God and asking God for wisdom to know who else we should seek counsel from that we might make right choices in life.